All right. Did you manage to mash the button this time?
I did mash the button correctly.
All right.
My levels seem acceptable. As long as I don't get too worked up or too sleepy.
Hot dog, hot dog. Hot diggity, diggity dog. Doing the hot dog dance.
Indeed.
All right. So, what do we got? Crap bags.
Oh, no.
Oh, bags of crap.
I never filled out who the crashes were in script there. Because I don't know who they are. Who's the crashes? I got some events. We got a new character. We got a recently reworked character.
Yeah, I glanced at the script. I couldn't believe that they were both not recently reworked characters.
We got a top three. And there we go. All right. And then I need to bring the Discord up over here on this window. There's my general chat. There's the general chat.
General chat.
Is it me you're looking for? Teeth.
Yep. What?
Wow. Huh? There were three people in before I knew what was going on.
Yeah, they're all our three admins. Whoa, Jeff! I haven't seen Jeff in ages!
Hey-o. He tried to leave this game.
Hey, man, I hope things are going your way.
I just keep pulling him back in.
Every time I play a long, drawn-out board game with way too many complicated rules, I think of Jeff, and I hope that he's doing well.
Okay.
That's kind of his... That's what I think. I'm like, oh, it's Jeff. He likes really complicated board games with lots of pieces and lots of rules and lots of strategy.
Is it a game made just with plastic pyramids that I tilt in different directions?
No.
How about a game where we sit around and talk about our feelings with each other?
That one was tough. Like, there were some that were just unfun, but the feeling sharing game was...
I totally noped out of that instantaneously. Weren't there, badges or something involved? Like, you had to wear something, or...
I don't remember. It was traumatic.
Nope. I'm like, there's 0% chance you will get me to play this game.
Yeah.
I will just leave now and go home and do something else. I will see you guys later.
Oh, I thought we played it at your house.
No, I think it was at Mike's place.
Disagree.
All right.
I remember playing it at your kitchen table. I played it.
I didn't have a kitchen table.
They came to visit from whatever state they moved to and brought that weird game they made.
Oh, no, I'm thinking there was one before they ever left town.
Oh, no, they invented Share Your Feelings after they moved away.
Ah, okay, that one came back from Texas.
Yeah.
Ooh, Hogwarts Battle, that is a good time.
Yeah, it is.
I do like that game quite a bit. I have the newest expansion, and we have not opened it yet.
There's an expansion for that game?
It's got two expansions.
Wow.
There's a Potions and Something one, and then there's a Magical Beast one, maybe that's the other one?
Oh, that sounds likely.
But we've never managed to, finish the year 7 of the original game, so we never switched over to the add-ons. The game gets hard at the top levels.
All right, it is well past 9 o'clock.
A lot of fun, though. All right, you ready to roll? Episode 326?
Sure.
Very much yes.
Ready, then. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 326th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. I show up here once in a while. I'm the woolly one. How you doing?
Pretty good.
A touch under the weather, but otherwise great. How are you?
Oh, no. I'm okay.
Nice.
Got some driving to do again tomorrow, but, it is what it is. Hopefully there won't be any snow in the morning while I'm driving. So.
Right. Is that supposed to happen?
I hope not. It's supposed to be getting better weather, right?
It said that there could be the rain in the morning could move to snow. So,
Be careful.
Yeah. All right. So this is the week of 2/9 to 2/16 in the year that never ends. And what, 80 more weeks of winter? Said the groundhog. So what are you gonna do? And your 5-day 4-star crash. Oh, the Titans. On February 6th, we had Spidey. Did you proportionally punch your way through to victory?
Yes. Yes, it took one more attempt than I thought it would take, but I did. I was very successful.
Oh, you have him champ. Yeah, you should have been good.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't worried. I thought I was going to breeze through it, but I lost the first round, and then I won after that.
Interesting.
I am stunned by the fact that there are three straight crashes here where Ian has the person champed. This might be a new record.
It could be. I'm on a real upswing with characters. This sheer clearance level 10 is a total game changer. Did you know that when you play this game, they give you all kinds of rewards?
Yeah. I told you, man, you get those 4 stars just coming in.
On top of that,
yeah.
I get tokens and ISO and CP all the time now.
Yeah.
Not like once every month when I play the team up thing. This is like every PvE. It's crazy. Yeah. I have way too many tokens.
Soon you'll be sitting on that 2 million ISO.
That's probably not.
Probably. I could use it. I could. Then there'll be a day where me having an unchamped 4-star will be bizarre. Because I'm slowly dipping into the needing to re-roster those 3-stars,
right.
Which has caused a hero point crisis.
Yeah.
Absolute crisis.
It is true.
All right. Coming up number next on the 11th, we got Medusa versus Torch.
Yeah. Which I got to give a shout out to Samurai for using a Hellfire Torch on there. But he picked a Paladin 2020 Torch. Anyway, Diablo 2.
There you go. It's a good torch.
The best. That's worth like 4 burr right there.
No, Ian, I'm not so sure about the 4-5-4 you got going down there.
First of all, as you know, 4-4 anything is the perfect build. These 5-5-3s are crazy. I'm probably wrong. You're right. I don't know. I don't know what her passives are probably her good one. The one that actually shifts the tiles around is probably the weakest one. Am I wrong?
That's not.
It should be 5-5-3.
That's not what I went with, but you're probably not wrong. I don't remember why I chose that. I have no idea. Was there Red
Hard to say. I don't remember what any of her powers do. She just exists and things go really well when she's around.
Is the red the one that makes the tile that does damage, and then if it gets matched, it makes the specials?
Oh, probably. I didn't like that one in the beginning. I don't know why. I don't have a good reason, but that's why it's a 5-3-5. Right. No,
that's fine. I still think that'll go well. Is she fighting Android Jim, or is she fighting Johnny Blaze?
It's Johnny, I believe.
Okay. Nice.
All right, and then number next is Rai Rai Will I Ams.
Word.
Fighting the Hulk, it appears.
Very likely, yes.
You'll punch
devastation
square in the face where all of us have the 4-5-4 going on.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that is
whenever I
that is
have
the
a character where I only understand one of their abilities.
That remote control gauntlets is devastating. So
which is
that remote control gauntlets?
Yeah, that was clearly the correct answer. I mean, I love blue because it fuels the red, but green also knocks them to, you know, space for a couple turns while you do things. So I thought they were both equally, you know, one did not stand out over the other.
Yeah. All right. In Storyland, Unstable ISO 8's running to get you Psylocke, Yondu, some Cersei shards. Which it's still so hard to say. placement there is Icarus and some Big Wheelie. Cosmic Chaos is after that. Again, the switch, the Icarus, the Wheelie. Placement is Echo and some shards for the new 5-star character. Ian, did you puzzle gauntlet yet? That's going down right now.
I think I have. If it's still going on, I don't know if I finished it, but I'm all about tug of war tokens.
And this got you a spider sense?
Correct.
Team up or support? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, to go along with the currently crashing Infinity War Spider-Man.
Yeah. PvP land, we're in between seasons right now. Night Shift is running. That'll get you a Carol, a Misty Knight. Placement there is Yondu. And Infinity War cap. All right, what do you want to do first? New character or the recently reworked? Recently reworked.
Let's do new first.
All right. The new character, because we all
want to... Since you teased new character shards, I don't want people to have to wait too long.
All right. So we got a 5-star Electra. I'm sure we were all dying for this.
Ooh, 5-star Electra?
Yeah.
What was her clue again?
Ooh. Contraphobia?
What? Did we even talk about that on the show?
Yeah.
Contraphobia?
Yeah. Craig said that Contra was a great video game.
Oh, yeah. Contraphobia! Yeah! Now I'm back. Yep.
She's the woman without fear. Contraphobia. I get it now.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
But I never knew that was her tagline.
Well, that's Daredevil's tagline.
Yes, that's why I didn't get it.
Oh, this is when she took over Daredevil's name, apparently, for a little while.
Oh. Maliciously, or he was resting and she was helping out?
Yeah, I think he was out of commission. He was in prison or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, five stars. She is red, yellow, purple. What do we got here? All right, I love the name of the first power. For 9 red, it's audible sigh. That's funny. She, for whatever reason, throws her sighs like his sticks, stunning you and creating a 2-turn countdown tile that deals some damage. Up at level 5, it's a 2-turn stun, maxing out at 20,851 damage. Do like stuns, but boy, 9 is a fair bit.
Yeah, that's pricey for a stun. Like, super pricey.
Yellow, Shadow Dance. Electra converts 3 random basic yellow tiles into traps. When Electra or her allies would take damage and there's a trap on the board, the damage is reduced by percent, and a trap tile is destroyed, generating AP and dealing some damage. At level 5, it's reducing 50% of the damage. The trap tile maxes out at doing 8,688 damage. So not quite as good as her other dodgy powers, because the other versions, the black power dodges all the damage, right? Yeah, I think so.
Unknown.
The purple power is called Queen of Strategy. For 10 big purple, choose the type of enemy tile Electra is targeting, attack, strike, or protect. Steal one of those and increase it. Queen of Strategy will target that type until used again. It defaults to strike tiles. Passive, when an enemy creates tiles of the chosen type, again, starting out defaulting to strike, Electra steals one of those tiles. As you go up in level, you're stealing more, doing more stuff. At level 5, you're stealing 3 tiles, increasing it by max of 126, and reducing the strength of enemies' remaining tiles by up to 86. So the passive part of that is okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not sure I want to spend 10 to steal a couple tiles. Surely I can spend 10 purple in a better way somewhere else.
Well, I mean, yeah, because Shang-Chi exists.
Yeah. So 5-5-3 for me? Because I want that 2-turn stun. You don't get 2 turns of, you know, you don't get 2 turns of stun until level 5.
I've got Samurai 2-turn stun and a microphone gun in my head now.
That's where it's at.
No, that is not where it's at. I feel like, again, because we're talking about cost effectiveness, I feel like someone like Gamora can give you 3 turns of stun for half the price.
Yeah.
Melinda May can give you as much stun for 5.
Yeah. I mean, as
that's
always,
crazy to me.
As always, my knowledge of this game is, you know, not great.
But yeah. Once this gets played, I will find out that I'm always wrong, and yeah, I'm okay with that.
Well, because I'm very much underwhelmed right now.
I think that the only piece you're missing, and Samurai just said it on Discord, is that it is a red stun, which is fairly rare. I think there's
it is rare.
Two
and,
of them
and
now?
Again, that's I don't like to be down on things again because I'm ignorant of most things. But how do I feel about the fact that, I mean, I get it that it's still Electra, and no matter which way you slice this, you should have some consistency, but so 5-star Electra rolls around, and the consensus was, I have an idea for 5-star Electra, a power where she steals tiles from the enemy and buffs them, a power where she dodges everything, and a red where she does damage. Awesome.
I don't know. I kind of like the consistency with the character name, so I don't have to think that much.
I feel like it's a great plan. Part of me, and part of me is irritated because it's a game, and I don't. I would rather have. I don't know. Like, are you going to take creative license? Or are you not? I don't know. 5-star Electra hopefully is better than the other two Electras.
Hmm.
But like Craig said, I don't understand even the most basic mechanics of this game. So maybe she's excellent. Maybe I've just zonked out during Craig's description, and I'm not able to apply it to a real game situation.
Yeah, I will just wait till people who know way more about how this game works than me tell me how this character works.
Yeah,
but right now I'm whelmed or slightly under.
But like you said, that purple, it costs a little bit too much, and for what it does, and the passive is the better part of it. So
yeah,
I think I'm going with your 5-5-3. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree. Right.
Let's see what we got. The store, the Fearless Electra cover store, running the 10th to the 14th. Chance to get her there. Increased chances in your 10 and 40x pulls. The Electra Limited Vault, running the 17th to the 21st. The token there is for the Punchline Legendary Store. I like that. There's also a 4-star Echo in there. The Punchline Store. Oh, right here, so you can spend some stuff. 15% chance to get Electra, but a 15% chance to get Shang-Chi. Ooh.
I mean, I could always use more, but I do already have him champed, and he's near the top of my list, so.
And some Black Widow in there as well. But, boy, I could use more Shang-Chi.
Everybody can use more Shang-Chi. That's That's
well,
just...
I don't have champion Shang-Chi, so right, I could definitely right. use more.
I was going to say, that's why I could definitely use more, but I really went heavy on the Good Fortune store.
I did too.
Man.
I spent
Apoc, Beta Ray Bill, and Okoye were hard for this guy to pass up.
Yeah, I spent several hundred points there.
Right. Needless to say, I only got 2 5 stars out of, I don't remember how many pulls. Not a ton. I probably only pulled maybe a dozen tokens. But they were both Apocs. So that wasn't awful. You know, wasn't awful.
Yeah.
I would have preferred the other two, but I was happy to see him moving on up.
To the east side?
Yes. Nice. I finally got a piece of the apocalypse pie.
All right, what else got? The release debut.
Let's talk about your best friend, Craig. Your recently reworked best friend.
Oh, I was going to finish this here first.
Oh, there's more?
Well, just the events.
Okay.
She's in placement rewards in Cosmic Chaos, as we discussed, as a progression reward in Fight for Wakanda. And then Versus Tournament is called in Matchmaking. She's a placement reward. Hers is called PsyOps. Also cute. That will reward you tokens to the store. That's running the 13th to the 16th. All right. Now let's talk about our good old friend, Rhodey, recently reworked. Maybe they finally got sick of us making fun of him on this show. I don't know.
It's a big possibility.
As with all these reworks, there is so many words that our nice friend Samurai wrote up a TLDR. So I'm going to go to that version once I find it again.
Yeah.
Oh, poop.
You got any gum?
Yeah, I got any gum. I closed my chat window that had all the information in it.
Do you need some help, Craig?
I do. Do you have it handy?
Red is one Thanks. AP cheaper. The countdown it creates deals more damage. Not a lot to start, but maxed out, it's almost double. The size of the attack tiles was increased at 3 covers, making the increase even more. And the percent chance that those tiles dropping gets a small bump at 4 and 5 covers. His blue ability is 1 AP cheaper, gets a little damage boost at every cover, smoother increase in enemy protect removal at low covers. Green, no cost change.
Uh-oh, hang on.
I'm about to... Nope, it passed. doesn't create countdowns anymore. Instead, it destroys non-friendly tiles in 2 adjacent rows, picked at random. With each cover, the number of tiles destroyed and damage per tile goes up.
I have the thought that maybe this machine gun will happen now right away. Instead of coming at me, you know, much time
Eventually.
Later. Yes.
Those barrels take a second to spin up, dude.
Nope, I've seen a
Warhawk. Just like Jesse Ventura's machine gun in Predator.
Good point, but no.
Painless.
Yeah.
All painless.
So there you go. Recently reworked Rhodey. Okay. I will still never use this character unless I'm forced to, but there you go.
Thanks, Teeth. I am okay. I'm just a bit under the weather, so I got a little cough and a little nasal situation. I am not having my 11th heart attack.
How many is that for you there, Todd? That'd be a baker's dozen there. Baker's dozen. The bears. So let me ask you this. If we got the bears bus at the NASCAR event, do you think the bears bus would win? Well, let me ask you this, my friend. Is Ditka driving the bus? Yeah. Ditka's driving the bus. Bear bus. I love those skits. They were so good. That's what I got in the news. What you guys got? Anything?
I don't. I thought I did, but I am without additional questions or comments.
Yeah, I don't think I have any news. There was a local comment, but yeah, it wasn't much. I'll save it for listener comments.
Okay. Hey, not that this is news, but when's the next Marvel show? When's Moon Knight start? Isn't it? That's next, right?
No clue.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know. I just saw today that sometime in May is when the Obi-Wan show drops, so I'm hoping something Marvel-y comes to fill the gaps in between.
Oh, Hacksaw says end of March. Okay.
Great.
I don't hate that. I'll check that show out. Now, I'm just enjoying my Peacemaker.
Oh, me too. That's solid gold. But I'm really excited because I both enjoy Oscar Isaacs and I want to hear aloud definitively whether it's pronounced Honshu or Khonshu.
It's definitely Khonshu, but okay, sure. We'll wait in here. So I did want to point out, Donkey Tooth pointed out in Discord, and probably should be like right up the front of the podcast, which we've already missed. But buyer beware, there is an instant classic pack that offers you legendary tokens. They are classic tokens, not latest tokens. Now, it does say in multiple spots, classic tokens. So it should be clear. However, if you see the big purple disc, you could easily think, ooh, that means I'm getting like 10 latest legends. And it's not. It's classic legends. So it's good to point that out for anybody who's looking at buying it.
All right.
It would be a shame to spend money and not get what you thought you were getting.
Yeah. If you're going for that big wheelie, you know, you don't want to cash in on that.
Right.
Ian, hit me with your top three then.
Oh, my. All right. This week, our top three, we are doing top three. I just said Marvel teams, teams from the Marvel universe that can include, you know, limited time team ups, regular big name teams, groups, organizations, anything, any sort of multi-person situation involving Marvel characters. This week, we're going to be starting with Rey.
Oh, okay.
Did we start with you last week?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Then we'll start with Rey.
But, you know, my memory is really poor. But,
yeah, me too.
So, all right, my number three. So I was actually having trouble with this. I was torn between a couple, and then I saw in my, I like pulled up a page that showed me like all the teams in Marvel, and it was like a
me as well
10-page extensive like.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So, but I went.
Yeah.
I skimmed it real quick.
Colorful artwork. It was easy to navigate. I like that page.
It a lot of information. So that's where I got. And I really do like this group. It is Call Obsidian, the Black Order. The Children of Thanos, who were featured in the Infinity Gauntlet. Corvus Glaive, Proxima Midnight, Black Dwarf, and Ebony Maw, and Supergiant, which that's not what they were named. I mean, three of them were named that in the movies.
Right.
But in any case, that group. The fact that Thanos basically has his heralds that he sends in front of him to search for the stones, and I don't know, they're dark, they're sinister. I can't think of a more evil group, and I tend to like, you know, like I like Darth Vader. I like the evil side, right? I find it interesting. So that's my number three, Call Obsidian.
So, well, wait. So tell me how this reworking, because they did. Only one person was named Call Obsidian in the movies that I
saw. Correct.
So the group is actually called Call Obsidian.
Yeah, in the comics, Call Obsidian is the Black Order. They call themselves Call Obsidian. The one that they call Call Obsidian in the movies is actually the Black Dwarf. And then there's a fifth one.
They ran that name by standards and practices, and they said, yeah, you're going to rework that.
I think that's exactly the case. And then there was
do you know how many groups you just defended with one guy?
Then there was a fifth one called Supergiant, who had the ability of telekinesis and mind control. He was basically like the dark version of a Professor X. He was way too powerful to put in the movie, I think.
Sure.
So... yeah. So they took away Black Dwarf and they gave him Call Obsidian, the name Call Obsidian, because it was the same character. He looked exactly like he did in the comics. So, and I believe that is racist.
Great. Craig, what do you got for a number two?
How about number three?
Nope. We're just skipping right to number two. Sorry, dude. Your number three was so outrageous and I'm so angry about it.
You probably will be. But
oh, I will be. I know. I forgot to send Samurai my guesses beforehand.
Oh, I did not do what the joke clue was to. So it does not follow that theme.
Okay.
Okay. So my number three harkens back to 1971. This is the Defenders, featuring Doctor Strange, the Incredible Hulk, the Silver Surfer, and of course, Imperius Rex.
That's a good group.
I mean, that's a strong group. That's a powerful team right there.
It is. I don't dislike any parts of that. I love that their nemesis. I don't want to spoil anybody's list, so I won't even talk about it right now. Sorry. Okay. Wait to the end. We'll revisit that if you'd like.
All right. I just think that's such a strong group of four. I mean, that's some heavy hitters right there.
I fully agree.
What you got?
All right, my number three is, well, I mean, I couldn't pass it up, especially in this slot and on this show, is the Warriors 3.
Sure.
Of the three, Hogan the Grim is by far my favorite just because he's so sad all the time. Everything's so serious. The other two, I'm like, I get it. You guys are funny. But Hogan's like, nope, life is the worst. Everything's the worst.
He is clearly the Craig of the three, so.
which you would think would make him the worst of the three, but he's actually my favorite. So, yeah, I like everything about the Warriors 3. I'm glad they made it to the MCU. They're enjoyable in the comic books. They are a potent trio.
All right, that takes it back to me, right?
Yes, all please. Right. Ray, now we're really on number two.
My number two is, I mean, it's a group that I've spent probably the most time reading the comics. X-Men. Specifically the X-Men from the mid-80s. Like Nightcrawler, Wolverine, Storm, Havoc, Rogue, like that era.
So the video game slash 1994 cartoon on Fox.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love that game so much.
When Jubilee and who else? Gambit came in. Like Gambit I like, but yeah. I kind of like, I think it was right around that time period that I stopped.
No, you're right.
Comics.
Jubilee and Gambit were punks.
Well, not really that, but I stopped collecting comics. Like I think that was right around the time I left home and it was just,
right.
But, yeah, prior to that, it was, I loved X-Men. It was a good comic.
Yeah, it was. That's a good lineup as well. All right, Craig, now I'm sure we want to hear about your number two.
My number two, harkens back to 1963. This is
1986.
That's right. This is the, original Avengers, Iron Man, Thor, Wasp, Giant Man, and the Hulk. Hulk being very shortly thereafter replaced by Captain America.
Okay.
I enjoy old school comics that, so.
Yeah, that is, no, I agree. The Avengers are.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many good old Avengers stories. Yeah.
Of the universe, and they're all really interesting characters. And what a good way to get a dose of all the characters you enjoy in all under one roof. Yeah. Instead of having to buy five different comics. So, yes to that. For my number two, I don't know if I went in an odd direction here. But I am a simple man with simple interests, and my number two is the hand. I love ninjas.
Okay. All right.
I was going to say, when I wake up every morning and I make myself a fresh fruit smoothie, I promise you it's in a ninja blender for that reason, because I am a man child. Kelly said, we need a blender. I said, ooh, this one says ninja on it. And she was like, all right, whatever.
It's a blender, as long as it blends.
Yeah.
Is it the Super Bass-O-Matic 76?
It is not.
Hmm, that's good bass.
But yeah, I'm down with the hand. I like that, you know, they're kind of both expendable and an immortals all at the same time.
Samurai put up a nice graphic of the Hand Clan fighting the Foot Clan. I would buy that poster. I like that.
I would too. I wouldn't buy that poster, but it still made me chuckle.
Yeah. Right.
All right, we're back to me.
Yeah.
So clearly, I picked a repeat, but it is clearly Fondrel, Hogan, and Volstagg of the Warriors 3. I mean, come on.
They're a pretty great team.
Yeah, they're Nordic. They're from the Norse. They follow Thor. I mean, granted, not really. They only exist in the comics, but still.
Right.
They're entertaining.
Now.
It's just, yeah, the namesake of the show. Come on, it's...
I agree. And I'll tell you this. You are correct. They were better than where I ranked them, but I couldn't move them out of the number three spot.
I understand. I almost put them as number three, but...
Right. But you were wrong. You were not wrong to overcome that. And I honestly, they're better than three, but I thought if I didn't use them in the three spot, then it would be like the Crimson Bands of Sidorak. As a blue power. I didn't want to cause that sort of pain to other people.
As always reminds me, every time I had a friend who owned a Chevy Cobalt, and it was red. And it used to make me angry every time I saw it. It was like, character!
All right, what do you got at the top slot?
Again, back to 1963. I went OG here. It's I have more comics of the X-Men universe than anything else.
Sure.
In my giant collection. So I just started at the beginning. It's Angel, Beast, Cyclops, X-Men, and Marvel Girl. Note to all the people came later, no bloody Wolverine in the original X-Men. That punk was added much later.
That is very much true.
This was before Beast was blue.
Yes, this is when Beast was Beast.
Right.
Just a dude with big, you know, big legs and hands, yep. And he was a pudgy acrobat.
I understand your dislike of Wolverine because he got way too popular and now everybody loves Wolverine. I liked Wolverine before the internet existed, before I had any idea that everybody else loved Wolverine. Wolverine is a good character. There's a reason everybody loves Wolverine.
Yeah, it's just he didn't need to appear. Like, there was a period in Marvel time where he was quite literally in every single comic book every month.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, oh, what is this, a Fantastic Four comic? It's got Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know, oh, what is this about Squirrel Girl? It's got Wolverine. I'm like, just stop with the Wolverine and everything.
Yeah.
It was like when, you know, Lobo used to appear in everything.
You're like, not good wrong. Good Lord,
stop it.
Ugh.
I hated that. But, so I go back to the original X-Men's, back before I hated Scott quite so much.
Nice.
What you got, Ian?
Oh, number one. I feel like I went in the opposite order that everybody else went. My number one is the Illuminati.
Oh, nice.
I love Marvel's Illuminati. I mean, if you want a get-together of all the heaviest of heavy hitters.
Yeah.
I mean, Strange, Black Bolt, Professor X, Reed Richards, Imperius Rex, and Iron Man. That's outrageous.
It is.
That's totally an unnecessary group of power. Shame on them for not making a better choice. But I love that arc. I love what they're up to. I love the fact that they exist. They're a slightly less evil version of the Cabal.
Yeah, they almost made my list just because, you know, Namor. Because
right, I was getting they. I feel like the Defenders are almost like
they're the intro. They were
like, I see where you're going with this. Yeah. Let's ratchet it up a notch.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I went with the Illuminati over the Defenders. But speaking of that, so I was their villain counterpart. Opposite nemesis, if you will, the Offenders. Man, how lazy are you, villains?
That's just people who like.
Who are the other two Defenders that I'm not thinking of that aren't Doctor Strange and the Hulk?
Silver Surfer, Namor.
Oh yeah, Namor, Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
I don't remember who is Surfer's villainous equivalent because I remember the Offenders were Red Hulk, Baron Mordo. I'm sure there's some sort of rival Atlantean.
Yeah, I don't know that group, so.
You don't know who Namor's nemesis is?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Mm.
I mean, generally it's always, you know, that fool Richards, so. that's his main rival.
I don't think he was in the Offenders.
No.
That's what I was thinking, Teeth.
Does anybody have an honorable mention?
I do, because I spent a lot of time reading another comic of another team, like a lot, mainly because I think my brother collected the comics so much. But I read a lot of Fantastic Four back in the day, and I really did enjoy the Fantastic Four. It's too bad that they can't get it in movie form, apparently.
They have failed multiple times.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're working on it, I think they're working on reintroducing
it. I have fairly high hopes.
It can't get worse than the last ones. I mean, you know,
well, it can't get worse than the first one.
That's true. That the unreleased one is real, real bad.
It's so bad.
Oh, that is an enjoyable watch on the internet. It's like watching the Star Wars Disney special. I have an honorable mention.
As do I, but you go ahead.
Okay, I had to put her in here somewhere, right? So featuring my favorite Allison. We have, you know, A-Force, of course.
Oh,
Carol Danvers, yeah. Medusa, She-Hulk, Singularity, Nico Minoru, and of course, the Disco Dazzler. Originally, I was tempted to put Dazzler in every team, every group on this list. And then I thought, well, maybe I should just put Namor in every group on this list. Then I said, nah, let me make a real list. But
all right. I cannot believe that Power Pack is not on your honorable mention list or your regular list.
It was going to be, but I held on.
Okay. Okay. That was some crazy restraint of you. All right. My honorable mention, very similar to Ray's honorable mention. However, there was a brief period where the Fantastic Four was out of commission and their substitutes were Ghost Rider, Grey Hulk, Wolverine, and Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four. I loved that team up. I loved that comic when it first came out. I was, if I was willing to take it out of its packaging, I would like to read it a second time. Because it's not really old or valuable, but...
That does not sound enjoyable.
I am particular about my collectibles.
You have a particular set of skills.
Exactly. So you guys carry on the show, because I need Samurai to tell me more about this Offenders cartoon.
Oh, that's like...
Where is it available? Is it streaming? Why aren't I watching it instead of doing this show?
That's what, Hitmonkey.
Who is that cool-looking monkey?
That's Hitmonkey, Tigra, Howard. I don't remember the person
on the far left. And let's say Emma Frost. I don't know.
Kind of looks like
that's supposed
Emma Frost.
To be Dazzler?
Oh, Dazzler! Even that better!
Does not I wish it was
make
Dazzler.
Make me think Dazzler in any way. The disco ball is it.
Is it a disco ball?
She's got a disco ball around her neck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't have the picture zoomed in enough to notice that.
That's the giveaway. Well, that's cool.
I would totally watch any cartoon that's got Dazzler in it. I mean, you got that going for me.
I would give
I still
MODOK
wish,
another
I still wish they had brought me that Squirrel Girl show like they promised. I wanted to watch that, too.
Yeah, what happened to that? Where do all these things go when they tell me that they're happening?
Yeah, that Squirrel Girl show would have been dope.
It could have been.
Yeah.
I like the AT&T girl.
No. I could not really get into Hitmonkey. I don't know that I even finished it. Was it?
I think I read the comics years ago. Was he just a regular monkey, and then some super assassin got injured, and
yes.
The monkey carried him to the hot springs to help him heal, and he trained him how to be an assassin?
That's right.
All right. It sounds familiar.
Yep.
I don't hate that.
All right. You want to move on?
Do it, Doug.
Hit me with some trivia, son.
Oh, crud. hey, welcome to the Trivia Corner. I feel like last week I asked you guys if you knew that Killmonger and T'Challa were cousins? They were.
But they're cousins.
I don't think that's the way you asked it.
Identical cousins.
What a crazy pair.
Yeah, where am I? I'm going to ask you this week's question. This week's question was, what was the name of Thor's original human host? If I'm wrong, I apologize in advance. And then I will walk my apology back next week and claim that it was intentional.
Wait till you're wrong, dude.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm always skeptical. I'm doubting my own abilities. It's Craig. He's been wearing me down for the last 15 years emotionally.
Only 15?
No, I was just trying to downplay how old we are.
Oh, okay.
It's probably more like 25.
Yeah, it's much more like 25.
In the same way that you still think I'm,
25 years old.
27 years old?
No, you've been 25 forever, dude.
Yeah.
See? I mean, I have lived in my current house for more than 15 years, so.
Yeah, I know. I know. But again, that's where I was. All right, so it's been a bunch of years.
All right.
Yeah, but I feel like it's ramped up in the last 15.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's fair?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because we have, you know, we're just acquaintances at first. I feel like it's only been for the last 15 solid years that you've been chiseling away at my self-esteem.
Okay. Because when we lived out in the center hall, we used to come out fairly often then.
Yeah.
That was when he still had the store, right?
Yeah. Probably still had the store and...
Yeah. Chris and Holly lived down the road and...
Yeah. That sounds familiar too.
Yep. That is like 20 years ago.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I have.
It used to just be your friend Ian, and now I'm. Yeah.
I think I have
this guy.
I think we have known each other like 25 years. I think it is somewhere around
that ballpark. I would not be at all surprised if that were completely accurate.
Yeah. But you know, Ray's the newcomer. I didn't meet him until 1997.
You've only known him for 20 years.
Seven.
Well, it was 97.
Wow.
97.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So whatever many years was that? 25 years ago as well.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say,
is 25 years. Yes.
Oh, well, I knew Ian before that, so I've known Ian more than 25 years.
Right, but it was super close.
Mm.
It may be 26 years.
Yeah.
I graduated in 96, and I didn't come around much before I graduated.
Okay, so...
I guess I came to John's store a little bit before I graduated.
Yeah.
But again, Ray was isolated from me.
Yeah, you guys didn't meet for a while, yeah.
Right, before at least another... 5 to 10 years because I didn't play D&D.
Yeah.
Ray was just some mysterious guy who worked at AccuWeather that everybody played D&D with.
Yeah. Ray was my boss.
That was true.
Oh.
Best employee he ever hired.
And we're working together again.
That's, yeah. Just on one project.
On one project for two different corporations, companies, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
All right. So we'll start over at the D3 forums. Fofobos.
Uh-huh.
I had to put this first. Fofobo says, post-production version with the rim shot added, Ray wins the episode. Thank you for another great show. You got to listen to it to know where the rim shot came in. I thought it was great. I put it in and then laughed for probably a good 2 minutes. Dances with Weevils over on Reddit said, thinking about an SCL-10 team for Ian. Ian's roster says that he has Carol and Coulson champed, which is a good start. Your third is tough, though. Kate might be good in a pinch, but I think you should favorite Wasp and get her to the maximum level you can. You have 5 in her yellow and blue, so the plan would be to get 6 blue AP and enough yellow to get out a couple of special tiles and then let Carol strengthen them on all the countdowns expiring. So maybe give that a whirl, Ian.
Okay, so Coulson, Carol, and add 4-star Wasp.
Correct. And This is going to sub because there isn't a team up this week. This will sub as the team up. Carol, Coulson, and Wasp, by the way, are on page 63 of the Synergy segment document. So 63 episodes ago, roughly, that was a team up.
Carol, Coulson, and Wasp?
Carol, Coulson, and Wasp. Yep.
All right. I will use that while I continue working towards something more traditional. Because I know I had asked last week or three, who should be my next favorite at 4-star. Totally ignoring the fact that the correct answer should definitely be Polaris. So that way I could just do Grocket, Juggernaut, and Polaris like everybody else and move on with my life. Continue cashing in these sweet, sweet SCL-10 rewards.
Yep. All right, and we also got a comment from Norman B.
What up?
He said, another vote of confidence for Detective Pikachu. I guess we talked about that last time. He says, yes. The plot is fairly basic, but the actors do a great job off the absolutely gorgeous CGI. Seriously, give this a watch. If for no other reason than to see a real-life Pokemon, it's truly impressive.
It was dope.
Yeah, it was on my list of things to see. I just haven't seen it
yet. Yeah, I have now added it. But it's not at the top.
Right. I was going to say, my list is I got to stay fluid with my list. Apparently, right. Craig's wife and I are going to fall down a Downton Abbey rabbit hole and never return.
Yeah, she watched all those, like, 6 seasons, you know.
It was like 10 minutes, and she was done. That was amazing.
He's got another one. He says, also, believe it or not, the recent Sonic the Hedgehog movie was shockingly watchable in a popcorn movie kind of way.
Doesn't Ed star one of the worst actors of all time?
He continues.
If my greatest actor of all time, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, then yes. Yeah,
he continues. Yeah, no Jim Carrey was having fun and chewing up his scenes with reckless abandon. So, Craig will hate
it. Oh, I'm going to watch it. I am a Jim Carrey enthusiast.
And an in-game note, the new 4-star Doc Ock is super partner for Shang-Chi. His ability to cheaply generate AP of a specific color is perfect for getting Shang-Chi's firing his red and purple power and keeping his devastating combo damage alive.
Oh, that's a good thought.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have enough Doc Ock yet, but that is a good thought. Also, local news, and he doesn't qualify this in any way, but Atherton Chick-fil-A still sucks.
It's not still suck. It's still delicious.
Well, it does still suck and probably is still delicious, but.
I was going to say, both of those sound very accurate.
I imagine this means that they're still blocking up traffic on one of the busiest roads in the town. And
correct.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you go.
Craig is getting his fancy chicken nuggets at the cost of human life.
Well, you know, some sacrifices have to be made. Man, I haven't eaten out there for a few months. It's been a while.
All right, there you go. That was all the listener comments. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
Oh, that reminds me. I got some local news.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We are in the final stretch for our first Texas Roadhouse here in town.
Okay.
That will be opening up in less than 1 month. And then I think we're probably 2 or fewer months away from our Popeyes.
Mm.
Oh, you know what makes me mad?
Mm.
Altoona is getting a second Popeyes, and we still don't have one here. I was like, come on!
Roadhouse.
Holy smokes, my watch just told me it's bedtime. We're running late.
Yeah. Too much jibba jabba.
Yeah. All right, once again then.
I'm Hans, you are Franz. Clap!
All right, go, Ian.
Here we go. Gray suit is boosted. More damage out of her red and green. Bullseye, those strike tiles will be way better. Iron Fist, his reoccurring attack tile has pumped up a little bit, as is his inexpensive pink destruction. I mean purple. Man, this game. also his green's good. Man, that guy's a versatile character. Magneto, also versatile, do-it-all kind of guy. Big protectiles, red and blue damage. Falcon, again, strike tiles plus damage, so his purple will be better. And his tile buffing will be better. Here we go. Captain Marvel. The aforementioned team up with Coulson and Wasp. So here we go. Captain Marvel. Bigger strike tiles with her black. Better buffing with her yellow. And more damage if you have the same colors combination. It's wacky. And it does nothing useful. But sometimes you're just like, ooh, bonus AoE damage. Oh, and the black, when it activates, it does a ton of damage. Who else is doing stuff? Luke Cage. Ton of damage out of Fiddle Faddle. Protectile, if Iron Fist shows up for his yellow. And lots of big protectiles. And debuffing that happens to their tiles with his black. So he's another all-around helpful guy. Let's see what Misty Knight is up to. More green damage, more blue damage. Better tile buffing with her yellow. Oh, goodness. Thor. Tons of damage out of that smite. And, like, one more damage out of the yellow striking distance. Man, when you have to win a fight based on striking distance, things have gone sideways. It's so good. recently reworked War Machine. I don't know. She's got some new stuff going on a little bit, but let's say that he's got more blue damage. I don't remember, his green doesn't have countdowns anymore, so I'm not sure if this information is up to date. We'll get back to you with what the recently reworked, soon-to-be-buffed War Machine is all about. In the meantime, if no changes have happened, his green countdown and red time countdowns both do more damage. Alright, 5 stars. Gamora. Yellow damage increased, black damage increased, as is, you guessed it, the red damage increased. Phoenix. Did she get recently reworked? Like, very recently?
Yeah.
Okay. More red damage, better buffing with the Psychic Rapport, and stronger AoE with the Phoenix Force. Let's see, what's we got? Ronan the Accuser. He's doing stuff. More damage with his hammer. More damage, more repeater damage with his powers, and his judgment call will cause more damage. And last of all, 5-star Storm. She's going to do more damage when she gathers those clouds, and there will be no other changes to Storm. 3-star players, Samurai says. Both your PvE this week are goon heavy, so you'll have time to mess with special tiles, Bullseye, and Iron Fist. 4-star players, War Machine's WeWork will not go live until Monday, so don't put too much stock in him being boosted. Just abuse Carol. It's what we always do. 5-star players, time to really see if Phoenix 2.0 is worth the changes. I don't expect to see much of her in PvP. That's going to be all Ronin and non-boosted meta. So there you have it. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
I do like the graphic there for War Machine.
For what? Oh, for War Machine?
Yeah.
Mr. Polka Dot Drop? The American Dream. Dusty Rhodes.
Made me smile. I have not seen him in quite some time.
I hope not. He passed away many years ago. That'd be creepy.
Is his son still wrestle?
They built their own wrestling. They're AEW.
Oh, they own AEW?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Good for Dustin.
They said, fine, we'll make our own wrestling with hookers and blackjack.
You know what that is right there, Ian? That's the American dream.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right, Ray, do you have a team-up time?
It already happened.
I already did it.
Oh, okay.
It's about Carol Coulson and Wasp.
I thought that was like weeks ago.
No, that just happened today.
Again. And like 63 episodes ago.
Yeah, that's why I said he already did that one.
Well, I don't have another one, so that's all you get.
Yeah, it's Throwback
today.
Thursday, Craig. Come on.
Thanks all as always to Unify.
Unify. Just open Steam and open a token.
Well, I was not as prepared as I pretended like you should be. So.
What a jerk. I've got a bunch, I think. I got six.
You could get started. I got one.
I think I was going to open like 10, so.
All right, well, we'll go Craig, and then we'll take an Ian break, and then we'll go for Ray's lengthy opening.
All right. My number one is Prowler. Numero dos, Lizard. Number three, The Sandman. Number four is a purple. Abigail Brand, Brand Loyalty. Next is Android Jim. And finally, Whoop Whoop Whoop.
Nice.
Mr. Fantastic. For all
I don't
those
know
who...
how he always works his way in.
He's always there, buddy.
Wait, what's just happened? I opened up Steam, and I got two separate messages that said I got two command points from my alliance. What is happening?
They're probably renewing VIP, right?
I thought it was 1, 3, or 5.
They came out.
Why do I get two?
The classic tokens thing, where you can get 10 classic tokens, gives the alliance two command points, I believe.
Oh, wacky. Oh. Thanks, somebody. And somebody else. Or the same person twice. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and recruit me a new latest legend. And it is none other than Icarus, Rise Again.
You can't have many of those, right?
No, I had more than I thought, but now he has at the perfect 1, 2, 3.
Nice.
I don't hate that. All right, Ray.
All right, I pre-clicked one, and it came up purple. So, nice. Hey, I'm starting off good. It is Abigail Brand Burn Notice. That's my second one of those. All right, so let's do number 2 is a 4-star Scorpion. 3 is 4-star Maria Hill. Number 4, I already lost track of my counting, is a 4-star Mordo. Number 5, another 4-star Juggernaut. 6 is 4-star Silk. Number 7 is Valkyrie. 8 is Blade. I need another 5. Come on. We've got Drax. And for number 10 is Thanos Endgame. So a lot of 4-stars there. I think
you started off so strong.
I'm going to do what?
Cooled off.
2 more? Because it'll get me enough shards to champion my Havoc.
Okie dokie.
So right there, I get another 5-star Circe, Gift of Transmutation. And then finally, 4-star Main Event Hulk. So I believe that gets my Circe to a 2-4-1, and Brand is at a 0-2-0. Not doing so well on the fives right now, but
you're definitely down from your high water mark of years ago when you were pulling 5 out of 8,
right? But that did give me enough shards to champion Havoc finally.
All right,
so that is a huge accomplishment.
Congratulations!
So now I have 3 unchampioned 5-stars. Wow. And it is Brand, Big Wheel, and Circe, the ones that are currently at.
Wow. Good on you, dude.
That's an accomplishment right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy. Crazy talk. All right. Thanks then to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.com. .com.
Oh, that's the super short version. Yep. All right.
That's the 10 minutes after 10 version.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
.com.
I think we're good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining in. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot him at Ray. He's in desperate need of team-ups, or we're going to kill that segment.
Good. That segment was a jerk anyway.
If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner or buy yourself some swag over at the Cafe Press site. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't break a leg.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.